Steph.
I'm Ramsey.
And I'm Natu.
And this is the Man Chosen Podcast.
Close enough.
Natu, talk to the people then.
Gentlemen, so much depends on reputation. And if you all are familiar with Robert Greene, who wrote The 48 Laws of Power, Law 5, this law came very early on. And it spoke about reputation, and it further spoke about you guarding your reputation with your life. And I just share a quote from that book. And he begins, "Reputation is the cornerstone of power. Through reputation alone, you can intimidate and win. But once it slips, however, you are vulnerable and will be attacked on all sides. Make your reputation unassailable. Always be alert to potential attacks and thwart them before they happen. Meanwhile, learn to destroy your enemies by opening holes in their own reputations. Then stand aside and let public opinion hang them." So, gentlemen, what is your reputation?
So that's a very powerful law. But I think personally, I don't spend as much time on my reputation as I do on building integrity. Because they say your reputation is what the public sees, who you are in the public's eye. Your integrity is who you are when no one is looking. And I think I have a good reputation among most people, but based on who you ask, they might say I have a bad reputation. So I try not to, I mean, it's good to control and protect a reputation if it's good, right? But I think it's far more efficient to focus on your integrity so that your reputation is going to mirror your integrity. You have all of these examples coming out of people where, like you say, yo, me never know him stay, so me never know him could have do that. And that's because you don't know who and how people are behind closed doors. So when something that they didn't have the necessary integrity for in private, when it comes out publicly, it affects that fickle concept of reputation. So that's how I look at it.
I agree with you 100%, Steph. And I think we had this conversation together. You know, we were having lunch one day. And, you know, the reputation is pretty much the belief or the opinion that other people have of you, right? And I'm steadfast on integrity. I tell people that, listen, what you see with me is what you get. And there are certain core values. There are certain things that I won't sway from. You might base my reputation on the way I look, the things I do. Perfect example. Someone saw me in a professional setting. I mean, you see me day to day, go in and out of work or whatever. And then they made their own assumption of me based off that image. Then they saw me outside and they probably saw me with earring in my ears or something. And they're like, hold on. You understand? So they kind of painted a picture of me based off the professional, quote unquote, me. But deep down within me, my core value or my integrity, that still remains the same. There are certain stuff I won't waive. I'll never go out and profess that I'm doing something that I don't believe in. You'll never hear me tell somebody or agree with people on stuff that deep down I don't believe in. So as Steph said, your integrity is how you are, even when people aren't looking. And yeah, I don't really give much about the rep. It's still good to have. It's still good to have a good reputation out there in the public eye, because reputation can take you places before people get to see your integrity. It's like the visual. So it's the attractiveness of the person, in essence. So when you see a woman and she's attractive, that's the first thing that grabs you. Just like your reputation. Steph has a good reputation for public speaking or whatever it might be. So it's good to always still have a good reputation, but I think who you are inside says more. And people can, even with a bad reputation, getting to know you, people can get to see who you really are.
I feel like, you know, the integrity element sort of contributes to the reputation. because you would find in normal circumstances somebody who is not that high on integrity, they tend to have, it sort of correlates with a bad reputation, you know, and you know, somebody who is high on integrity, the correlation then is that somebody is perceived to be somebody with a high value reputation. So, and I feel like as men, I feel like as men, it's especially important while we are keen on, you know, among us, while we are keen on having integrity, it's especially important, particularly in this climate, for men to be aware of what their reputation is, you know, because some people you can control as much as you want, but you still have to be aware of what that perception is of you, because that, as a man, that can affect, as Rimzy alluded to, that can affect the opportunities you get, that can affect how far you go. So I feel like it's especially important to be aware of it, as much as we are of our integrity, that it's really important for a man to be able to confidently say, this is my reputation. You know, knowledge is power, and the utilization of knowledge is power. So when you are aware of how you are perceived, then you can better leverage that perception into opportunities as a man.
I mean, I agree with you, Natu, because even we see it in this society over and over, especially in our, I mean, in our lifetime. We've seen persons who we grew up with have excellent reputation. Take Bill Cosby, for instance. You know, that the Cosby, that whole thing came out with him, and now, you understand? So it takes a split second for your reputation to be nothing, literally nothing, you understand? And I mean, we have to be careful of what we do out there, what we say, and how we say certain things in men, as men, in public and in private, and our actions. Because I'm not into lying to you, there are certain things I would say, and that's a good thing about being developed. You start to think before you say a lot of things, and you start to look at the persons, and you start to look at the situation and the environment that you're in, and you'll be like, you know, I could simply say this and it could be twisted and somebody could interpret it. Because remember, interpretation is based on whatever the other person is, how they feel about the situation and their level of development in terms of communicating what you said, right? So I think as men, we have to be very selective. We have to be very smart. We have to realize that this is not 20, 50, 30 years ago when men especially could get away with a lot of things, or a reputation wouldn't be the main thing going forward, that people a reputation kind of is like your resume, you know.
And on that point, Rimzy, before Steph jumped back in, you know, obviously, back then, you could make the argument that, you know, men sort of got away with a lot of things. But for us, you know, this is where the integrity comes in, because there is nothing for us to get away from. It's just that we are genuinely acting in a way that naturally contributes to a positive reputation. So it's not an act, really. It's basically coming from the core of who we are. And so that forms our reputation, because some people's reputation are based completely off of public relations. A lot of people, they are horrible human beings, but because of the public relations, they have a good system around them that sort of, it crafts a certain image, and so you have that particular reputation. And like, I'll share an example of, you know, in my personal life, so people, you know, from where I come from, you know, they see me as an upstanding person and all of that. But I remember one day driving, I think my insurance was just up, and I remember driving one day, and I was pulled over by the police. And I said, all right, this might be a ticket. But then the reputation, like another officer know who, so I said, oh, the man, they're always good, man, you know what I mean? And I was let go even without driving, without my insurance. Obviously, I sorted that out and I got my insurance shortly after. But that's just one of the values of reputation. When you act from that core of your integrity, it tends to have a lot of positive benefits, especially as a man.
But let's not be naive here. The world that we live in does not always celebrate integrity, right? There are certain areas, certain arenas, business or relationships where people don't care how honest and genuine you are, if that is part of your, because it does not benefit a particular system, right? So growing up, your morals and your beliefs might be you shouldn't lie or you shouldn't be cutthroat. But in the business arena, you might have to be cutthroat. You might have to be, you know, dishonest sometimes.
And we
celebrate that. We celebrate, you know, the concept of faking it till you're making it. So much so that you get lost in, and I think that's what happens to a lot of men, you get lost in maintaining this facade, aka this reputation, because it suits you.
And it's not
who you are. And again, let's not be naive. Some people, especially public figures, will forgive you for not being a person of integrity if your reputation suits them. Right?
Yep.
So just like Bill Cosby or just like R. Kelly, you have the apologists who would say, listen, I just listen to his music. I don't care about his personal life. Right? I don't care what I'm doing in personal life. I just love his music. And that's our way of kind of reducing the cognitive dissonance, saying that
right.
This person is a rapist or a sex offender, but they make me feel good.
Right, right.
Right? So their reputation is their reputation makes me feel good. So I don't want to have to care about anything else. And that might work for some people. And then other people we crucify by saying we can't separate their public life from their private life. So oftentimes society is also very selective in how they apply this concept of whether integrity is more important than reputation and all of those things. But I think every man needs to understand where the line in the sand is drawn.
Right, right. Absolutely.
And if you decide to cross that line, you need to be very conscious of what you stand to gain versus what you stand to lose. That's a very personal decision. And I think actively, every man needs to think about that. If I do this one thing, if I cross this line once, am I prepared for the repercussions? And it can be something as simple as making a post on social media to something as life-changing as committing a crime.
Like, as I said, Steph, I mean, you said that that's key. And I said it earlier, as men, we have to start using our heads more. We have to start thinking before we do certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Not acting based off ego.
Mm-hmm.
Acting
mm-hmm.
based off how we feel in that moment.
In the moment, yep.
I'm telling you, there are many situations that I've been in. And I could have said something. And that one thing that I could have said would have tremendously tarnished opportunities, tarnish my reputation or something. And, you know, so, but not all men have the level of development or the level of control. And we talked about self-control last episode. And I think now more than ever, men need to start developing that, especially this social media, this microwave, this instant gratification. The minute you do something, it is out there. The minute you tweet something, it's seconds before you can pull that back. The minute you post something, what leaves your mouth, and somebody videos that, captures that, release it, that could be the end of public engagement.
And mind you, it's not an easy thing crafting or maintaining a good reputation. And you know, young men should know the a huge cost associated with that, and that is sometimes you have to sacrifice the moral high ground to maintain a good reputation. Sometimes the right thing to do, I've tell one man about in class, I walk out and place, but sometimes if you're the world that you're living in, the systems that we are ruled by, you have to understand that your reputation is the currency that runs that world. And so, you might be right, But sometimes having a good reputation in some situations is better than being right in a particular situation. And sometimes you have to understand that it's a long game. You know, it's a lot of winning small victories. Yeah, you know, that amounts to it. It's not necessarily always a big thing, you know.
Sometimes the right thing to do is not always the best thing to do.
Indeed.
So everyone has their, as I said, views, their values and all of those things.
Let me ask you a question right there. How do you reconcile that with being a man of integrity? Understanding that sometimes the right thing is not the best thing to do when you weigh that against your reputation and against your own integrity. How do you navigate that?
All right, so classic example. And we use this in like ethics class, because ethics is really about morals and the question of right thing to do and all of those things. Let's say your integrity dictates that you are honest and you don't steal, right? But your integrity also dictates that you protect and provide for your family at all costs, right? Two moral views that you have that you hold dear to yourself. Your mother becomes sick. You have been honest and right and truthful all your life, but you still don't have the money to pay for her medication. You try to get a loan. You don't get a loan. And the only thing you're left with is robbing the pharmacy to get the medication to save your mother's life. What do you do? Right? And so again, the right thing to do isn't always the best thing to do. No, it is going to affect your reputation, because if you get caught, you are now a thief. And that has become your reputation. But for your mother's life, who you just saved, that might be enough for you.
Be good or be good at being bad.
Right? Exactly. So even if you look at Osama bin Laden, to the majority of the world, is a terrorist. So, but the people who were close to him, he was a freedom fighter. Reputation versus what he believed in. But again, it is a personal decision, and you have to be prepared for the repercussions. I don't like wearing suit and ties and being all formal, right? I think it has nothing to do with my value as a man. But again, you have to understand, as you said, Natu, reputation is a currency. You have to understand that certain spaces require certain ways of dressing in order to gain access. And again, it is part of my moral belief that I should be able to provide for those I love and those close to me. So even though I have my beliefs as to colonial clothing and this, that, and the other, I have to make that conscious decision that there are some things I'm going to compromise, right, in order to meet the other moral requirements that I have as a man, but the problem is, and going back to the example that Rimzi gave, like this instant society, when you decide to post something, who are you doing it for? Are you doing it to feel better about yourself, or are you doing it because the likes and the shares that you get from other people makes you feel good about yourself? And if it's the latter, then that is not a sound basis for doing anything, because that's external to you. That has nothing, because chances are, if you think about the mean or disrespectful thing that you are about to post, it goes against what you believe in. But you say, yeah, man, if me trace this person or me talk about this person, yeah, man, it's got funny. You're not thinking about the individual or anything. It's just going to be funny for you. And I think we need to be conscious. Yo, there are so many times me type something, but yep, put on my status and me just delete it.
Yep.
Like me, I say, like
think
me, check
me alone. Me think of me alone.
Oh, brother, no. Me have to delete it and say, no, this, like, if you take away social media, this is not me.
Mm-hmm.
This is not something I would not
That's
do.
That's what I said. That's what I said. Right now, more than ever, men need to screw on them thinking cap and start before just acting.
But
start thinking. And you're right. Every single decision, every day. Because we're in a society right now where, as I said, your resume is your IV. Your reputation is your resume. That's what people are going to use to judge you. That's what you're going to be hired off. That's what you're going to be
everything. Especially, and we can't stress this enough, especially as men. The power dynamics are different in this kind of society that we live in for us. So there are different rules that we need to play by in order to get ahead.
Not only that, we live in such a soft society where everything, everybody take sensitive. Nobody can have, I feel freedom of speech is such a bullshit because you don't really have freedom of speech. If I have freedom of speech, what I say shouldn't be really used.
Well, this is cancel culture, you know. This is cancel culture that we live in. This is cancel culture.
That's why I don't have certain conversations with people, because if I tell you how I feel about a situation, based on who you are or where you are at in your life, and if you're not open enough to look at me and say, all right, well, guess what? That's your belief. That doesn't define you. It doesn't affect whatever me and you have right here. We're good. But can you have that conversation with you? That's why certain things...
That brings up an interesting point, and I feel like this is an important element in the overall conversation about reputation. It's about understanding your audience, understanding what aspects of your reputation, you know, help you in certain situations. Because obviously, a man who is on the other side of the law, his reputation, you know, requires that he be somebody, you know, who is ruthless, unforgiving, quick to anger and all of that. But, you know, his reputation among his family, you have to understand that, you know, based on where you are putting your attention to at that particular moment in time, you have to tap into different elements of your reputation. Because I don't think reputation in the general sense is this monolithic thing. I feel like it's subjective, obviously. And by nature of it being subjective, you have to take into account the people you are catering to in that particular time and what facets of your overall reputation you have to tap into. So, you know, I'm going to run a bridge in them and they go on the same way how you'd go on as if you were in like a formal setting, you know? So like if we and Steph, so when we link up, understanding that, you know, Steph just completed his doctorate and all of that, and Steph in a different setting, Steph would have to be all formal. But when we and Steph are link up, Steph don't come in and want jacket and tie and some. So it's understanding that dynamic and knowing. That's why it's a Rimzy, the important point he made. That's why we have to think and know when to apply ourselves in certain way. And that's especially important for a man.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely right. And I think this is where the concept of code switching comes in. Because the question that I often get is essentially, if you are constantly trying to navigate these different social spheres and every different spaces are seeing different sides of you, are you still you? And the answer is yes. But is in the same way when you go to Europe, you have to use euros and Britain and you have to use pound and US and you have to use US. You have to, all of them are part of the monetary system. You have to understand which currency to use in which space, right? So it's still money, but it's different currencies in different spaces. So every element, every aspect of you is a different currency that allows you access to different spaces. And so we can't talk about reputation without understanding the concept of power, whether it's the buying power, the spending power of your image. Because you can have a good reputation, right? But the people around you or the spaces that you want to have access to, they have the power to not allow you to enter. So people might know you as having a good work ethic, right? But because of the people in the space that you're operating with, they don't have any kind of power to help you with any social mobility or anything like that. So we can't talk about reputation without power. And this is why which is why men need to spend more time on developing the type of image that they want. And there's one tip that I learned and it has helped me for the past decade. And essentially it says, what are the three things you want to be remembered for? Take as much time as you need to figure those three things out and only craft an image based on those things. So for me, and I can say it now, for me, it was family, communication, and what was the third thing? It was family, communication, and health. Those are the three things that I wanted people to remember me for, to define my life, right? And so every chance I get, I try to, so when it comes to speaking engagements, that would be communication, but it would have to be communication related to health, physical or mental health or emotional health. And all of those things had to be linked to family, whether it's helping family or using my family as examples and all of those things. So beyond that frame, if you remember me or you know me for anything else, that's within your space, your realm, and your mind. And if I can include that into my realm of reputation, then that's fine. If I cannot, it is also okay. But at the end of it, when I leave this earth, I want to be remembered for those three things, because you can't be all things to all people. And you have to learn, as a friend sent me yesterday, men need to understand that no is a complete sentence. Say no to opportunities, say no to relationships, say no to spaces. It is going to save your reputation, and saying no oftentimes helps to build your integrity, because you know it is going against your views and your morals, and you just say yes in order to people please. Again, Rimzy, going back to last week's episode, growing a spine. Saying no is fundamental to your reputation as well.
I don't think there's much more that we can say, you know, about that. I mean, you're absolutely spot on, Steph. So, you know, I guess the only thing I'll add, you know, young men, just be aware of the reputation. Be aware of the image that you're putting out there.
Hold on, I want to ask the man. Just pop it on my mind. I don't know. When you used to wear the pants below and the waist and them something in high school and them
nope.
Something.
I did it for a while, and I was like, yo, this not make no sense.
Yeah, nope. But I think there's, you never said that nothing, but I think, I mean, in that time I was engulfed in hip hop culture.
I used to wear the oversized jeans. Bro, I used to buy the salt porch for them.
But I say that to say, because looking back, I was like, why was I doing that? But I think there also needs to be the space for men to grow, right? Exactly. For men to grow and look back and say, okay, I was like that. No, I am like that, without feeling guilt or without, and which is why like certain elements of cancel culture I don't agree with. Because it does not allow the space for certain people to grow and to change. Because yes, I did that, right? But I have changed. Now it's about the individual proving that they have changed. But if you keep telling people that their past mistakes are going to be used against them for the rest of their lives, it's going to, for the other people who are making mistakes, they are not going to try to be better people. They are just going to try to conceal their mistakes even more, right? And that's not what you want. That's not what you want. It's about building young men of integrity, whether in the dark or in the light, and also creating a space where those positive values can actually translate into reputation and good currency. I love the words you all use, your resume and currency, and I think those are the biggest takeaways for this discussion. And I think, I think it's a theory we can definitely further, man. Your reputation as your resume and as your currency. Love that, man. Love that.
So young men and men overall, use your head. Not like the police, man, though, but
leave them.
Oh my god. I can't even call it Rimzy. Karim? Is that how you want to end the episode? What? Karim?
Bro. I'm gone.
Not to waste it. I got some ice cream, you know.
I'm not fool around here, you know. So I'm just gonna drink some water, so you know. Lactose intolerant, you know.
Legendary.
On that note.
man reputation spoil anyway, people.
You know, spoiling certain spheres, but.
You see, this is why we say reputation is subjective, but for another time. Join us for next episode of the Men's Truth Podcast. Alright, bro.